Illinois Realtors is involved in policy debates statewide through its Our Voice program, which makes sure that the views of the real estate industry are represented on Main Street just as well as it is in the State House in Springfield. Some of those policies have broad impacts, and today we're talking with Mike Scobie, Senior Director of Local Advocacy and Global Programs for Illinois Realtors. Now, Mike has been with the association for more than 25 years, and there are few people I know who have as deep a knowledge of local public policy issues as Mike Scobie. And so, Mike, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, John. Glad to do it.
Among the issues that Mike is working on is what's known as the Just Housing Amendment, which was passed in April by the Cook County Board. Mike, what is this amendment and what would it do?
John, this amendment it's an addition to the Cook County Human Rights Ordinance. That ordinance was first enacted by the Cook County Board back in the early 90s. And it has fairly standard fair housing provisions in it. It has various protected classes. So protected classes are those items by which a housing provider cannot discriminate. Now, this Just Housing Amendment is an addition to that. It's really part of the whole criminal justice reform and second chance movement. And it adds a new protected class regarding criminal background. Now, this addition is not your typical protected class. The ordinance says, in short, that a landlord cannot discriminate based on someone's criminal history that may be found in a screening. But if there is a criminal conviction that's found, a landlord may be able to deny that rental applicant if the landlord or the property manager can show that the applicant, based on things like the nature of the conviction, the seriousness of the crime, and a couple other factors, if they can show that that rental applicant would be a demonstrable risk based on that conviction, and that would be a risk to the property and to the residents of the property, then they can deny. Now, the ordinance goes on to say that there shall be rules developed by the county's Human Rights Commission on what exactly is demonstrable risk. And so that's where we're at right now, is this time the rules are being developed by the Human Rights Commission and its staff.
So this sounds like it would have a fairly broad impact. And if you're a landlord, what are some of the immediate questions you might want answered as part of the rulemaking process?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a lot that I have, actually. But I think the main question is, as a landlord, what can I review in order to determine if this person, this rental applicant, who is applying to live and rent on the property, what can I actually review? And what is a demonstrable risk, like I mentioned before? Now, the ordinance itself that was passed does give some indication about that. It does say that the landlord must do an individualized assessment. So if they find that there's some criminal conviction that's found in the screening, they must do an individualized assessment on that applicant. And so some of the factors that are involved that are spelled out in the ordinance are the severity of crime, the length of time since that conviction, rehabilitation or any sort of penalty that was done by that person, and also the number of convictions. Now, the second question that I have and that I've been bringing up quite a bit in my interaction with the Human Rights Commission staff is, can a landlord, just in kind of the ease of compliance with this ordinance, can they have a policy maybe that would say, I'm going to still be able to deny someone based on a very violent crime, and then kind of come up with what those crimes would be, a severe crime involving, personal harm or harm to property, with a reasonable look back period. So if there was a serious crime done, say, 25 years ago, that would not be so reasonable. So if a landlord were to develop a policy based on, say, those two factors, and they applied it consistently and applied it clearly, would they be able to do that? Would they be in compliance with the ordinance? And that's one of the central questions that we've asked of the commission.
So, Mike, it seems like there might be an opportunity here built in the process for a potential tenant to dispute a finding. How is that going to work?
As specifically spelled out in the ordinance is what they call an opportunity to dispute. So this is kind of a new right for rental applicants. So if an applicant is denied based on, you know, what the landlord saw, and after they've done the individualized assessment, the landlord has to give that person an opportunity to dispute it. And they don't have to exercise that right, but they can. I'm most concerned about time frames with this. You know, how long does this right exist? How long and if an opportunity do they have to provide information back to the landlord? The ordinance does not get into the specifics of that, so I'm assuming that rules will be developed on that. I think that's going to be the case, and so we are weighing in on that as well. We certainly don't think that a rental unit should be held open for some undetermined amount of time while a person is exercising their right on this.
Mike, we've worked with the Cook County Human Rights Commission before. Have they been receptive to our suggestions in the past, and do you think they'll listen to our concerns now?
Yes, in the past we have worked with the commission, and that was specifically on, I think it was back in 2013, when the source of income protection, and that regards the Section 8 voucher protection, was passed. And again, it had to do with the time frames and the procedures of the Housing Authority of Cook County. You know, just how far does this protection extend? So at the time, we were concerned about, you know, when the Housing Authority is doing the inspection of the rental unit, can the landlord review other applicants? And they gave us the answer of yes, you can, as long as that's what you do consistently. If there's a holdup in something while rental applicant is being reviewed. So that was, you know, that was a good answer. They understood our concerns on that. This issue might be different though, because as I mentioned before, it's a little complex. There are some new angles and new features as it relates to this criminal background screening. So they certainly have been open to our comments and our questions. We met with them recently, and they are, as I mentioned before, they are in the process of developing the rules. And we do have another opportunity to weigh in at a public hearing before the commission when those rules are actually developed.
When does this actually go into effect? I understand it was October.
Yes, it's at the end of October. I'm expecting that we'll see the developed rules, or at least the initial rules from the commission in early August. So that will give us an opportunity to weigh in again, to raise some more questions, seek more clarity. And then again, the effective date, I think, is October 26th of this year.
So no matter what happens, it seems like there's going to have to be a lot of education for both our members and people who are not our association members.
Yeah, I think some education will definitely be necessary, but our members and property managers really throughout the country are not unfamiliar with this issue. And I say that because in 2016, HUD issued some guidance on this very issue of how you screen and if a criminal background does come up. And that had to do with HUD's disparate impact rule. The concern was that if you're screening out people purely on like arrest records or whatever, it may have a disparate impact on some of the protected classes, specifically persons of color. So the guidance that HUD issued was a lot along the lines of what I've been talking about here and what the aim of this Cook County ordinance is. I think, John, once the rules are developed, we are going to do our best to inform CE instructors, particularly fair housing instructors in Cook County, to just make them very clear on what the ordinance does and what the rules state.
Mike Scobie is Senior Director of Local Advocacy and Global Programs for Illinois Realtors. And Mike, we're going to have to have you back on later this year to talk about the outcome of this new policy. But thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, John. I'll be glad to do it then.